Thank you. I hope you'll excuse me. I have a slight cold and I have a cough drop in my mouth. I'll begin by reading a poem called "The A Final Thing." I didn't know it when I wrote it, but I think it's about poetry. Oh, it just occurred that I'm reading... The first poem I'm reading is called "A Final Thing." Maybe that doesn't make a lot of sense. Well, maybe if I read it real well, we can all leave afterwards. I hope that's the whole reading isn't going to go backward. A final thing. I am that last, that final thing, the body in a white sheet listening, the whole of me trained, curled like one great ear on a sound, a noise I know, a woman talking in another room, the woman I love. And though I can't hear her words, by their voicing I can guess she is telling a story, using a voice which speaks to another, weighted with that other's attention and avowing it by deepening in intention. Rich with the fullness of what's declared, this voice points away from itself to some place in the hearer, sends the hearer back to himself to find what he knows. A saying full of hearing, a murmuring full of telling, and compassion for the listener and for what's told, now interrupted by a second voice, thinner, higher, uncertain. Querying, it seems, an invitation to be met, stirring anticipation, embodying incompletion of time and the day. My son, my firstborn, and his mother are involved in a story no longer only theirs, for I, too, am implicated. All three of us now clinging to expectancy, riding sound and air. Will my first morning of heaven be this? No. And this is not my last morning on earth. I am simply last to waken in my house, and the first sound I hear is the voice of one I love speaking to one we love. I hear it through the bedroom wall. Something, someday, I'll close my eyes to recall. I should get this out of my mouth before it comes up. Jettisoning out about nine. Do you have something to put this in? Sorry. It says I have a cough. I don't want to. That poem, of course, is about telling the.